In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. For the sermon this morning, I'm going to especially use, in particular, two verses from the scripture readings today. One is Luke, actually they're both, I didn't realize this till just now, they're both the last verses, one the last of the epistle, one the last of the gospel. So Jesus says, Luke 11:28, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. And then in Ephesians 5:9, Paul says, walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. Okay, these will be our focus. So today, as you can see out the windows, the sun is shining. And this is wonderful because after we go through a winter where, and I feel like this winter had a lot of it, a lot of gloomy days, dreary days, rainy days, cloudy days, okay, we really appreciate when the sun comes out again, when we're getting ready for spring. It makes us feel good. Well, naturally then, once the sun starts shining more, and once it starts getting warmer, the sun is closer to us, and once the days start getting longer, then what inevitably is going to happen? The earth will start to produce again. That's what light does. It produces. Okay? Without the sun, you're not going to get anything to grow or produce anything. But spring comes, the sun starts shining, it gets warmer, and all of a sudden the trees and the plants are all going to start growing and producing. This is just how it works. And, I mean, honestly, when I'm writing this sermon, I'm like, this is just too simple. I got to have more to say than this. But this is all I have to say, that it is that simple with Christ. He is the light of the world. Okay? So when Christ, the light of the world, who's even a greater, stronger light than the sun, is shining on us, then we are going to produce. When His light, the light of the world, chases away the darkness that is in our hearts, chases away Satan and all his demons, then we are going to produce good fruit. That's why Paul says, walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light is all that is good and right and true. Now, in the gospel reading, that's exactly what happens. Here comes Jesus, the light of the world. And he comes and shines on this one man who is possessed by a demon. Well, naturally, whenever the power of the Son of God comes and shines on somebody, the demons have to flee away. So that's what happens. The man can't talk because of this demon. Jesus comes, the demon leaves, and he's talking again. Now, some of the crowd, they hate Jesus. So right away, they say, they're not going to say, wow, this is the light of the world. No, instead they say, oh, you must be in league with Satan. So they call him Satan and say that's how he's casting out demons. But Jesus says, look, this is just ridiculous. The only thing that can cast out the darkness and cast out Satan is something stronger than him. And that's what you're looking at. The light of the world. That's Jesus Christ, our Savior. So here then, for you and I, is a simple answer. It could not be any simpler. For the darkness that we find in our hearts. Here is a simple answer to the demons that you and I battle, because we all battle our demons. Here is a simple answer to the temptations that Satan is constantly bombarding us with. Here is an answer to the guilt and the shame that are in our hearts. Jesus says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. You keep Jesus, His Word, the light of the world, in your heart, and guess what? The darkness must flee. Hear the Word of God, keep the Word of God. Hear the Word of God, keep the Word of God. Now let me remind you again, Jesus, remember, is more powerful than the sun. I don't know if we often can fathom that. He is more powerful than the sun. Now how long would you want to live without the sun? We have a nephew, Valerie and I have a nephew who's in the Army and stationed up in Alaska. He's getting like 2 hours a day, daylight, 2 hours of sun. It was working on him pretty hard, right? That's hard. Imagine going like 6 months, no sun. What does that do to us? What does that do to the earth? And then realize that Jesus is much more powerful than that. What will it do to us to not be receiving Him? So he says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Daily hear the word of God. Now today, for us, we are so blessed. We have countless ways that we can do this. Countless ways. Okay? If you're going to be reading God's word with your kids or grandkids, then you get a story Bible. And they are wonderful. And if you don't have one, just talk to me and I will recommend the one that I like the best. You get a story Bible, and that's an easy way. Every day, we're hearing God's word, not only ourselves, but our kids or grandkids with us. Or if you're one that doesn't mind reading on your phone or your tablet, what a gift this is. You can get any number of apps. They just give it right there for you. Again, if you don't know what they are, just ask. I'll tell you what I can help you find them. But they'll give you exactly what to read today. It's right there. They give it to you. You don't have to look it up in your Bible. You don't have to find the book of the Bible. And then you can get, they'll give you reading plans to get through the Bible in a year. I mean, this is such a gift we have today. There's really no excuse. No excuse for us. And of course, we have all these wonderful books, the Treasury of Daily Prayer, Portals of Prayer, all these things that we can use. But the point is, right, we need that sun shining on us every day. Every day we need it. We need Christ. And then you can count that it's going to work. So this is the second part. Blessed are you. Blessed is the one who hears the word of God, but then the one that keeps the word. And for this, I want to go to Paul in Ephesians 5. He says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Again, look at how simple this is. None of this is rocket science. Paul says, imitate your dad. Well, that's what children do. Children imitate their mom and dad. The word in the Greek there is where we get our English word mimic. Children mimic mom and dad. We all know this. There were two things that I wanted to be growing up, a farmer and a church worker. Well, guess what my mom was? A church worker. Guess what my dad was? A farmer, right? Not rocket science. Children are going to imitate their parents. They're going to mimic them. And we all do this, for better or worse, right? But you don't have the children to do, you don't have to tell them to do that. They just do it. So Paul says, walk, right, in the love of Christ, be imitators of God as his children. Just do what God does. And then he gives this really interesting thing. He says that Jesus gave himself up for us a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. He smelled good. Nowadays we have all these things in our house to make our homes smell good. Air fresheners, candles, incense, whatever. All these different things we have. Well, it's kind of funny to think that God cares about smell too. And in the Old Testament, if you go back and read when he gives the sacrifices, each sacrifice, he says, do this, it will be a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Smell good to him. But then Paul says, of course, the most perfect aroma, the perfect sacrifice, was Jesus Christ. And he says, you guys do the same. Walk in love for God and one another, and this will smell good to your heavenly Father. Right? Because, of course, we all know there are things that will be a stench to him. And Paul lists some of those things. Sexual immorality and all impurity. Of course, how does this smell to God, the sexual perversion in our culture right now? It's a stench in his nostrils. When we take a good thing that God has given us for the procreation of children, for the blessing of a husband and wife, and then we pervert it into all these other things, that doesn't smell good to God. And covetousness, Paul says, our love of all things money. Again, when we take something good that God has given us, money that we can use to care for other people and bless them, and use it only for our own greed and envy, this, again, does not smell good to him. It's not imitating Christ. Finally, he says, let there be no filthiness or foolish talk or crude joking which are out of place, but let there be thanksgiving. Okay? This is all the stuff that doesn't smell good. But then, finally, we've come to his last words, which are the best words. He says, walk as children instead of light. Don't walk in those ways of darkness that are a stench to God's nostrils. Walk as children of light and live in the sun, in Jesus. Okay? You and I mean, I can't think of a better way to picture baptism than this. Every morning you wake up because why? The sun comes up. Well, Jesus is greater than the sun. He is the light of the world. So every morning you wake up in a not only in the physical sun that's giving light on earth, but in the sun, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. That's what baptism is. Every morning waking up in Christ. The sun is shining. That's Jesus, of course. So Jesus shines no matter how dark or dreary the day is going to be. We have Christ, and He is shining, and we are baptized into Him, and we are forgiven, and we push off all the darkness of yesterday, and we live in the light of today, in the light of Christ. Now, when you do that, when you live in Christ, praying to Him, hearing His Word, going to church, receiving the Lord's Supper, then that light of Christ, Paul says, will work. It will work. It will produce fruit. Just as surely as this spring, the sun is going to start producing fruit, just as surely if you're hearing the Word of God and keeping it, that light will produce fruit in you. Now, what is that fruit? Paul says, the fruit of light, in other words, the fruit of Jesus, is all that is good and right and true. Those three words, I think, are very helpful to our particular situation today. Good and right and true. I am a firm believer, because I've read it in the Scriptures and read it in other books. I'm a firm believer that deep down inside every single one of us is a deep conscience. A conscience that intuitively knows something about what is good and right and true. In every single one of us, there is that conscience that knows what's good and right and true. And the Scriptures talk about it. And that gives me a lot of hope. Because I know that even those people today that are railing the loudest against Jesus and railing the loudest against the Scriptures, and even those who publicly show their hatred of all things Christian, and even those who vehemently proclaim that evil things are good, like abortion, like assisted suicide, like atheism, like gender fluidity, even the loudest voices for all of that, they know, and we know about them, that somewhere deep down in their conscience, they know what is good and right and true. That's just a fact. Now, they are suppressing it with all of their might, but it's there. And that gives us a lot of hope, because we know that when we truly do proclaim and live what is actually good and right and true, that they will recognize it. Not everyone, of course, but it will be recognized. See, the problem with Satan's lies is they don't last. They're self-defeating. We know what is good and right and true, and it's only to us to live in that light. Blessed are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. You know what's good and right and true. And when you're living, producing that fruit that is good and right and true, others will see it and recognize it for what it is. I'm confident of that. Not everyone, of course, but many will. One last word I should make sure to tell you. Remember that what is good and right and true is not you and me. We are sinners just as everyone else is a sinner. But living in the Son, Jesus Christ, hearing His Word and keeping it, being baptized into Him and imitating Him, that is what is good and right and true. You know what today is? Today is a little lesser known, in other words, made up, Christian holiday. March 4th. You hear it? Like onward Christian soldiers. March 4th, right? Walk as children of light, Paul says. So that's my last word for you Christians. March 4th on March 4th. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord.